Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Jody E., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, December 25th. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page XXV, paragraph 1. Today's readers are Joan Marie M., Betsy H., and Lorraine N. The reference numbers for Sunday, December 24th, are 20,965,20965 for yesterday's special edition. And for this morning's Monday, December 25th, 7 a.m. meeting, 20,966,20966. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Anita L. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, everyone. This is Anita L. from outside of Philadelphia. Merry Christmas to all who celebrate the 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. Have a beautiful day, and I pass.
Thank you, Anita L. I will now ask Alex K. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Thank you, Jody. Morning, everyone. Thanks for being here. Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, recovered just for today. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. to for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. 6, an OA group will never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, finding outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you. Grateful to do service.
Thank you, Alex K. from California. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone may share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page XXV, the very first paragraph. I will ask Joan Marie M. begin reading. Joan Marie.
Good morning. This is Joan Marie M., recovered in Nevada by the grace and mercy and love of God. I'm so privileged to be here this morning, and Merry Christmas to those who celebrate. Am I being heard because someone said I talk softly at times? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because I may talk softly, but I carry a big stick. Well, actually, it's a big book. So anyway, we of Alcoholics Anonymous believe that the reader will be interested in the medical estimate of the plan of recovery described in this book. Convincing testimonies must surely come from the medical men who have had experience with the sufferings of our members and have witnessed our return to health. A well-known doctor, a chief physician at a nationally prominent hospital specializing in alcoholic and drug addiction, gave Alcoholics Anonymous this letter. I listened this morning, and it's an hour and a half meeting, and it was phenomenal. So if you get a chance, also listen to those. The shares were beautiful. And this is the whole crux of our whole program right here, and that this beginning right here statement says it all. And what interests me is the medical estimate of a plan of recovery. Well, what is the plan of recovery? It's the big book and the 12 steps. And so, and then there says about being convincing testimony. Why was it convincing? Because they saw the results, and the result was return to health. And you can't argue with that at all, because it's a proven fact that they did recover. And so in order to recover, I had to learn to study the steps and the true meaning of it. And the part where it is the medical part of the program was that's why diets never worked for me. Because it never dealt with the allergy of the body. The obsession of the mind, what I do today that's a valuable tool for me, is to have that nightly review and send it to my sponsor. And in that, the emotions don't build up, because that's what I did. I would have all these emotions. I had no coping skills. Except I went to the food, and the food could never do for me what I wanted to do. Only a power greater than myself called God, that I call God. He is a greater power than me and has restored me to sane eating. I have to remember always that I'm not a normal eater. I don't think about food or act around food like a normal eater does. They can pick up something, maybe overindulge on it, and then go back, oh, I gained a couple pounds, and go right back. I can't do that. Once I pick up the alcoholic foods, then the phenomenon of craving kicks in, and I cannot stop. It's only by divine intervention that I could. And then to keep what I have to keep on doing the same things that I always did. This program, this vision is so miraculous. It's beautiful. It's divinely, the book is divinely inspired, and the vision follows this book to it. Letter to letter. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe that I spoke that long. Okay, you guys, thank you for letting me share. Thank you for all the people that are going to share, for all the newcomers. Just keep on listening, and the miracle will happen. God bless everyone.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. Who would like to share on this first paragraph of the doctor's opinion?
Lorraine N.
Bruce E. Lorraine N.
Robin P. in Costa Rica.
Robin P.
Julie G. in Pennsylvania.
Julie G. in Pennsylvania. Okay, let's go with that group. I have Bruce E., Lorraine N., Robin P., and Julie G. Please let us know where you're calling from. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yes, thank you. Bruce E., I'm in Southwest Florida. We're getting a little rain down here, which is kind of neat to get on Christmas Day, and great to be able to share on Christmas. And it's a meaningful time for me, and as well as others. Let's see. The medical estimate, that's where also what I got out of there, medical estimate, the plan of recovery. So in other words, you got to figure out how to get recovered here, right? That's why we're reading this book, and that's why we came here, was to get recovered. And this book tells us how to do it. And the medical estimate, I agree, is going to be the 12 steps, reading this book. How it did it with me was having a sponsor and reading this book together. It seems to work, get recovered. And the allergy, which I didn't know about before this vision program, was it's the allergy of the body, you know, the allergic to specific ingredients and types of eating, sugar, wheat, you know, all that stuff, caffeine, stuff that I know, you know, causes this allergy, which in turn triggers the phenomenon of craving, and then the obsession and the compulsion goes right in order like that. Allergy, phenomena, craving, obsession, compulsion. So I know about that now. So if I stay away from those ingredients, those eating behaviors, then the allergy's not triggered, and then I don't have the phenomena of craving and the obsession and compulsion. And that's what I think is laid out in this book very clearly here in the doctor's opinion. Didn't know about that till I got in the vision, and all of a sudden the light went on and say, oh, well, that's it. You know, I got to have that, stay away from those 25 red light foods as well as a bunch of other stuff and behaviors. And then I'm all right. So today I'm going over to my daughter-in-law's house, and she's going to cook and you know what she's going to have. That's going to be okay. Figured out how I'm going to eat today. Know that in advance before I go there. I'll make a couple of phone calls, talk to a couple of people maybe before I go. And even during the day, I can make a couple of phone calls. So, you know, it's not about me. The meeting, the Christmas at my daughter-in-law's house is not about me. It's about just being a member of the group. I don't have to be the center of the whole thing, and I'm not. I don't have to go there and play God and act shot. I can just be a part of the family. Yeah, thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Bruce E. from Florida. Lorraine N., please go ahead.
Thank you. Lorraine N., recovered compulsive eater here in Oregon, where it's still dark. And I'm so grateful to be on this line on Christmas morning. And I woke up to a light blanket of snow that I'm looking out on. Just awesome. So, yeah, this paragraph for me, there's a few things. For, you know, in the earlier meetings, I heard it said that this doctor's opinion is the foundation of the program. Oh, the owner's manual is the big book. And, of course, I never read owner's manuals, but unless I'm in trouble, like my car won't do something I want it to, then I'll get the manual out. Well, I come to this book. This is the book that I attempt to live my life by. And I love that they refer to alcohol and drug addiction, because sugar, you know, I don't know if it's considered a drug legally, but we all know what it does to most of us, especially me. That's all I need to know, is that I have an abnormal reaction to it. And it took me forever to accept the allergy idea, but, you know, the definition of an allergy is an abnormal reaction to a substance, and I certainly had that all my life. The other wonderful thing that happened for me since I've come to visions is finding a God of my understanding. You know, I don't have to have that old God of my indoctrination anymore, which really did not help me, to say the least. And my new God of my understanding is just the best thing I've found in visions, except my neutrality with food. You know, I don't even use the word abstinent because I feel what I have is the miracle of neutrality around food. And, you know, the first time I dialed into this big book study, this visions meeting, the recovery just screamed loudly. And I wanted that because I fought with this my whole life. I suffered. I'll be 73 years old in a few weeks. And I finally can live my life in relative peace. So, yeah, I'm going to be with some family and friends later, too. And I'm going to eat the food that I can eat. And I'm going to have a wonderful day just being part of the group, like Bruce just said. So Merry Christmas to all those who celebrate and happy Monday. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorraine. And from Oregon, Robin P., please go ahead.
Good morning. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, very, very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And today is my 8th anniversary of abstinence in this program. Thank you very much to a vision for you. Wow. It's a plan that works, you know, and I'm also really grateful to what I heard today. And I have neutrality around food, and I'm an organic, gluten-free vegan, and my food is my medicine. It used to be my poison, and it used to be my number, like my drug. And now it actually feeds my body and helps me. I'm so grateful because I love this big book and everything it says in it, and it's really a plan that works and in rough going and everything. And the 23rd was my husband's birthday, and we were on our way to get ready for this really nice birthday dinner for him, and we came across a starving dog on the road who was literally skin and bones. I've never seen a dog literally just skin and bones, a walking skeleton. And so we didn't do the dinner, and we took her to the vet, and she had a lot of issues and has. And, you know, we took out 25 screw worms, and I've taken off hundreds of fleas. I wish I was exaggerating about that. And you know what? This is what God did. The great orchestra conductor in the sky brought us up the same exact time as he brought her to save her life. And, you know, it wasn't my plan because I have a bunch of plans. And God's up there going, okay, well, you have to be an instrument of my peace and you're blessed to be a blessing. We still get to go to, you know, beach parties today. And I'm so grateful to be neutral around the food. We're going to two big beach parties and a dinner party tonight, and I'm just so grateful. And I get to bring what I need, you know, because they don't always have things for vegan, for gluten-free vegans. And so I just get to take care of myself today, and I know enough to do that. And, you know, I've been worrying about this dog, and we have two dogs that we rescued already from the jungle, and I'm putting it out there, and I think we found someone for her, thank God. And she gets to have a good home, and she had a horrible childhood so far, just like our two dogs, and then they get to have a wonderful adulthood, and that's the same as me. I had a horrible, abusive childhood, and I get to have a wonderful adulthood because of this program and because of God and all of you and my God squad. And God bless everybody with a really blessed, abstinent, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Robin P. from Costa Rica. Julie G., please share with us.
Good morning, everyone. This is Julie G. I'm calling in from Pennsylvania. And I'm just so grateful to be on this call on this particular day at this particular point in my life and in my journey. What I get from the reading today is the reminder that if I am willing and if I am open-minded, I can receive and learn from the convincing testimony of my recovered fellows on this line. And that was one of the things that just
hit me like a ton of bricks when I returned to OA at the end of October and chose in returning to come to the 7 a.m. vision call and put my name out as a newcomer and find a sponsor and receive the love and acceptance and support and understanding that I have received. And so on a day when, you know, in my religious tradition, I celebrate a new birth, and that meant, you know, all of us being saved. I think about, you know, being reborn. I just did my third step reading with three fellows the other day, and in that stated aloud, you know, I will be reborn. And it really is convincing testimony, right? Like our recovered fellows sharing that they have found and are accessing and living in a spiritual solution. I love that when I started this journey, we were reading a vision for you. And now at this point in my journey, about 60 days in, we're into the doctor's opinion. I'm so grateful. I've always considered myself to be logical and scientific, and that was all well and good. Knowledge of the science of food addiction did nothing for me. I need God. Just grateful. Looking forward to hearing other shares. Wishing everyone a peaceful and beautiful day. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Julie G. from Pennsylvania. Who else would like to share? We are on page XXV, the very first paragraph of the doctor's opinion.
Laura D.
Deb E. Deb.
Nancy L.
Nancy L.
Genoa B.
Genoa B.
Mandy S.
D-I-R.
Mandy.
Wendy M.
Okay, hold on there. Who is that after Genoa?
Mandy S. Yeah.
Mandy. Dion.
Wendy.
And Wendy. Okay, let's stop there. I have on my list Laura, I think it was Z, Deb E, Nancy L, Genoa B, Mandy, Dion R, and Wendy. Please go ahead, Laura.
Hi, this is Laura Z, recovered compulsive eater from New York. Thank you for your service this morning. I much appreciate it. I'm grateful to be on this meeting and talking about the solution. It talks about the plan of recovery described in this book. And I want to say that to the best of my ability, I follow the clear-cut, specific, precise plan of recovery in this book. And because of that, I am happy, usefully whole today. Grateful to God and these spiritual principles. And then it talks about the experience with the suffering. Being in active food addiction, compulsive overeating was never fun. It just brought on so much suffering. And you know, the book also talks about, later in the book, it talks about the torture, the alcoholic torture. Well, for me, compulsive overeating was torture because that irritability, restlessness, and discontentedness I experienced, followed by a very superficial soothing of food for maybe a few minutes at best, followed by the suffering, the long-term effects, the consequences, the remorse, the physical illness, the guilt, the shame, the obesity, and being blocked from God and being not useful to my fellows. So really grateful. And then it says, witness that return to hell. Thank you, God, for restoring me to sanity, for keeping me abstinent, for returning me to health, to good health, that I can be useful to others. And thank you, Dr. Silkworth, for your invaluable contribution prescribing the medical problem that I have, an obsession of the mind. And when I succumb to obsession, the allergy kicks in and I cannot stop eating at all. I just cannot stop until I'm so physically sick, I feel like I'm going to throw up. So, and step one comes from Dr. Silkworth. So I'm really grateful that I know today I have a disease, an illness of mind and body, but that I have recovered from it as long as I stay spiritually fit and live and grow in steps 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis. I have learned this is an action program, and I must be in action 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So I wish everyone a blessed holiday and a happy new year, and thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Laura D. from New York. Deb E., please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. This is Debbie in Montana, and thank you everybody who's doing service this morning and for all who are present. I just want to focus on a couple of things. First of all, I feel it is a gift of this holiday season. No matter what holiday you celebrate, a time of darkness turning to light. Here in this doctor's opinion, we start with we and our return to health. What beautiful promises for this beautiful day. I'm going to keep it very short and leave it at that, because that's what the real message of this book is. We can do this together if we follow the steps, and we can and will return to health. And with that, I will pass for the next person.
Thank you very much, Deb E. from Montana. Nancy L., please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. This is Nancy, recovered food addict in Arizona, Nancy L. It's all about the good doctor today, and am I ever grateful. My first experience with a doctor and weight issues was when my mother took me to the doctor at 9 years old, and I was wondering, I wonder why we're going to the doctor. I'm not sick. And then I walked out. I sat down and talked to him for a while. I have no clue what we talked about. But then I remember driving home in the car with a piece of paper in my hand, and it had a bunch of food lists on it, and one of them was Rye Krisp. It was like cottage cheese, canned peaches, and Rye Krisp for breakfast. I'm like, Mama, what is Rye Krisp? And she had to explain that to me. I don't think I ever ate a Rye Krisp, and I couldn't stand the other two ingredients, and I never went on this so-called diet. But that was the doctor's experience. That's what he knew. That's what he learned in school. You give the overweight child or adult, whatever, you give them a diet. They get on the diet and they lose the weight and everything's fine and wonderful. Unless you're a food addict, and I was a food addict. I still am. And then the second doctor, and I'll make this short, was one that I could not hardly wait to get into his door. I was 18 years old, had my job, had some money, and I went to me a diet doctor, and I was going to get the weight off, and he gave me my amphetamines, and he gave me my barbiturates so I could sleep at night, and I think I lost 60 pounds in 3 months, and I was kind of crazy, too. I even got in a car accident, and oh, what a mess. It was such a mess, but then, finally, I got into the rooms, and I learned the truth about what I was fighting. It was something way beyond any doctor's intelligence. It had everything to do with a spiritual way of looking at it and a spiritual way of behaving. And also how we all know that we are powerless, and that I had to have a power greater than myself. So, man, a lot of history there, but I can say thank you, higher power, for my abstinence today. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy L. from Arizona. Genoa B., please go ahead and let us know where you're calling from.
Good morning, family. My name is Genoa B., as in Victor, from Henderson, Nevada. Thank you, Joan Marie, for getting us started. I love you, dealer, my friend. Getting the information, the correct information that I needed. The medical estimate of the plan of recovery described in this book. And, you know, this is good information, and we'll go on to find out more about this about this disease that we have, or that I have. Let me keep this on me, that I have. You know, I tried everything in the world I could try that came my way, you know, to fix me. I just wanted to be fixed. I somehow intuitively knew that I was broken, and I really hoped that a prescription would fix me, and it did not. But to come to this information, and I even tried in OA for years. I'm not knocking any other literature, but what I'm going to say is when I got to the information in this big book, it was life-changing information for me, because it will go on to tell me exactly what my issue is, an allergy, you know. And just to hear other people's testimony. In fact, I don't want to put Joan Marie out there, but I'm going to say it. She was the first person I ever heard use the terminology alcoholic foods. And it's like, well, Shazam, that made sense to me. It's like, wow, I was coming here from AA, and that kind of made sense to me. And, you know, just like I underestimate most things, I thought that knowledge, you know, getting this knowledge is like, aha, well, this will fix me. You know, it's still my basic personality is that I want what you have, but my mind is always trying to find a way for me to do it a little bit differently from you, an easier, softer way, la, la, la. So, you know, I can get all of this information, but just like Joan Marie talked about at the beginning, I have to work this. So I've got to put this into practice on a daily basis, because if I don't, that knowledge, my brain won't hold on to it. My brain won't remember that I know this, you know. I'm so grateful to God for this program today. I have family here and celebrating today. And you know what? I'm not scared of food. I have neutrality around food. And today, I'm looking for ways for me to be of service. What can I do? What can I clean up? I'm not focused on food. I don't care what anybody else is eating. I'll report my food and what I'm going to eat, and that's going to be it. What a blessing. I'm not in hell today. I can actually enjoy the people around me. I'm so thankful to all of you on the line this morning. I hope you have a blessed and wonderful Merry Christmas if you celebrate. Happy holidays. Thank you all. Thank you for letting me share. Have a great day.
Thank you, Genoa V. from Nevada. What is the initial of your last name? Press star one, Mandy.
I'm sorry about that. Hi, I'm Mandy. Mandy S. as in Sam. Grateful to be on a meeting. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Where are you calling
from? I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
Which is Central Time. I'm very grateful to be on a meeting today. I have 57 days of abstinence today, and I'm considered recovered. And this is the first time in my life where I managed to stay abstinent on Halloween, Thanksgiving, and now Christmas Eve, and, you know, hopefully today as well, but just taking it for Christmas. I'm just taking it like an hour at a time. But I know that this program works, and I know that I have an allergy of the mind and body. When I take my alcohol, when I have my alcoholic foods, something happens in my mind, and I have to have more of it. You know, I just finally had to accept that I cannot eat like a normal person when it comes to certain things. And I, you know, as much as I wish I could be like my friends who, you know, will go out to eat and will get things that have my alcoholic foods and they can have it and they're just fine. And me, it'll send me on a bender for weeks, sometimes months. So I've just accepted that, you know, there's more to life than food. I was trying to fill this God-shaped hole and I used food to do it. And you know, I've done a lot of damage to my finances, to my body, and I have to make amends to not just to others, but to myself for how I treated myself. And I'm doing that one day at a time. I think I've struggled with a lot of forgiving of myself lately, you know, for how I acted in my disease. But what I have to understand is that I was a sick person, and that when I, you know, When I put that food into my body, when I put those alcoholic foods into my body, I become a different person. So, you know, I'm just really grateful to be on a meeting tonight. My second one, or today, it's my second one so far, and if I need to get on another one, I will, because nothing is more important than my recovery. So I'm just really grateful to be here, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Mandy S. from Illinois. Dion R. from Ohio, please share with us. Press star one, Dion.
Oh, I had the second mute on. Sorry about that. Good morning. Thank you. I am so grateful that I'm alive. Let me just say that. I just had to say that. I woke up, I'm sorry to hear Joe Marie's cheer, but woke up and felt like, oh, it's Christmas party, Tim. I just felt so good that I'm alive. And we're hearing everyone's voices and what they're sharing. I said, well, you know, I'll wait until my day is here. After what I've been through, it's just like, speak now, forever, hold your peace. And I just want to say thank you to God, Overeaters Anonymous, so many spiritual programs that helped me to realize that I'm not at fault. I'm not a defect, right? I am not a defect. I have a legitimate illness. And to say that, and in the doctor's opinion, I mean, and all that I'm saying, it's what tied it together that gave you the strength to know I have a moral issue. I'm not morally incompetent. I'm not. It just didn't make sense. How could you get good grades and intelligence and exceed in one area, in the other area you just is like you're a loser, you know, in my mind. That's what I thought. So to hear the doctor's opinion with Ben on that, yes, that tied it all together. And just thank you all. I just feel grateful. And my higher power was not through with me. I too had a problem with higher power, all that in the beginning. But today, and many years since then, I learned to rely on the higher power because, yes, instead of being dead, I'm alive. Like you said, I'm alive. This is a gift. Today is a present. And I'm just so grateful my medical professionals. Found out why my respiratory issues was really being, you know, attacked all the time. And just to hear that, I thank God that it's a spiritual with them. I was in the hospital before I got checked out, discharged, I mean, the other day, and I was meditating and listening to a meeting, and my cardiologist said, you can go home now. He said, whatever you're doing, keep doing. I said, I was just meditating. When he walked in the room, he said, well, I need to start doing that. Anyway, it's all spiritual, and with that, I thank you all. Thank you. Enjoy this present. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Dion R. from Ohio. Wendy, what is the initial of your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. Wendy M. in Boulder, Colorado, recovered. Grateful to be on this line. Jody, thank you for your service. Joan Marie, everybody. I couldn't not talk. So the doctor's opinion is the game changer. And when I work with sponsees, I usually say this is the most important moment in this book. Maybe that's not true. Maybe there's a lot of important moments. But what I got from it was, number one, I didn't know it existed. I was in the program 23 years ago. And for many, many years, I was eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I was calling myself abstinent. And I remember my wedding night eating the top of the cake, which was sugar-free, and calling that abstinent. And then also, if I'm going to be honest, I think I ate the rest of the cake because I got so skinny it didn't matter. But this is a game changer because of the word entire abstinence. I had never heard of this before, and it gave me freedom like nothing else. I remember my sponsor telling me this, and I, I, And the minute I got entirely abstinent, I'll remember this the first time, I was literally neutral from my these ingredients within a day or two. That's how quickly, right? But then I had to work the steps so I could catch up with why I was eating in the first place. But that's why I love reading this text with sponsees, every single word, because it gives us freedom. It gives us information. I love words like, you know, we're trying to overcome a craving. So in other words, I'm not eating the Oreo cookie anymore for the actual cookie. I'm eating it for the effect that it gives me. And then I'm in deep waters because I have to eat another one to overcome that craving. It's quite simple, you know. So anyways, there's just wonderful words in this chapter. And thank you, God, that it's here. And then in terms of, you know, doctors, you know, we all have this story. I'm 8 years old. And I go into the doctors and you're overweight and lay off the fried food. And, you know, I don't think I've ever had a doctor give me the doctor's opinion and say, why don't we read this together? I mean, wouldn't that be marvelous if a doctor knew? But we know. I mean, it's almost like going from like black and white to technicolor. It's like the minute I know this, I can't not know it. You know, this as part of the solution is unbelievable. And I'll also say that when I was, you know, eating sugar-free food and calling it abstinent, I was the author of my own food. Well, I was the author of my own life. I was dining at my food constantly. Thank you so much for letting me share it.
Thank you, Wendy M. from Colorado. We have time for a two-minute share. Would anyone like 2 minutes?
Alex K.
Okay, Alex. Alex?
Okay, yes. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, recovered just for today. We like to go to the movies and holidays, so we say happy movie day. The part about the convincing testimony stood out to me, of the doctor, and then I thought about the testimony of the early AAs that they shared with the doctor about what they did that worked for them, that helped them recover. And then there's the testimony we share with each other, the message of hope we can share about the solution we found. I was a chronic relapser for many years, so hopeless and helpless. I thought that was going to be my life forever. Yet today, with the help of the program and my higher power, I've been contentedly abstinent for some years and free of the food compulsion and obsession. I have peace with food, and I rely on my higher power and my program instead of on food. I'm still a compulsive eater, and I always will be, but I'm not suffering and struggling in the disease today. And I've had so much growth and healing in all parts of my life. I have good life that I never could have imagined, and that's a hopeful message, hopeful testimony that I can share with others. I think it's evidence of the power of the program and how it can transform our lives, and of my higher power doing for me what I could never do for myself. So grateful. Thanks so much, everyone, for helping me with my recovery today. Pass.
Thank you, Alex K. from California. We will now close with a reading of the book on page 164. Followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Betsy H. please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Good morning, Betsy H., recovered compulsive eater in California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.